A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel's been poking around Twilio again, and he sent us a pretty detailed prompt about what it can actually do for a small business or even a home setup. Here's what he wrote. Twilio is one of those tools that's immensely powerful. If you're setting up an inbound phone menu for routing calls in a round robin or any other answering pattern, using it to create IVRs, often colloquially known as phone trees, it can do all of these things. The platform has made some recent updates to support that. There's a lot more that one can do with the Twilio line if you're willing to put in the legwork of learning how SIP works, including call recording, so long as it's legal in your use case and jurisdiction, voicemail, and automatic voicemail transcription. Let's look at some of the things that can be configured in Twilio for those who haven't used it yet, for setting up a telephony system for their small business, or even their home. So today we're going to unpack exactly what Twilio can do out of the box, what you need to learn to go further, and whether it's worth the effort for your own setup.
You know that feeling when you call a business and get a phone tree that actually works? It says press 1 for sales, you press 1, and a human picks up. Not a labyrinth of nested menus where option 4 leads to option 7, which leads to someone who hasn't worked there since 2019. That's not magic, that's Twilio, or at least, that's what Twilio makes possible when someone sets it up right. It is, and that's the whole tension here. Twilio is a cloud communications platform. It replaces traditional PBX hardware, those physical boxes in a closet that cost thousands of dollars and required a technician with a van to come configure. Instead, everything is programmable, APIs, voice calls, SMS, video, all of it. The core mechanism is deceptively simple. An incoming call hits a Twilio phone number, Twilio makes an HTTP request to a webhook URL you control, and your server responds with TwiML. Twilio markup language, which is just XML that tells Twilio what to do next. Say a greeting. Gather digits from the caller. Redirect the call. Hang up.
So the phone call is essentially a web request that happens to involve audio.
That's the mental model. And once you have that model, you realize you can do almost anything. Your phone system is just a web application that responds to HTTP requests. You can version control it, you can deploy it, you can AAB test it.
The phone tree is a Git repo.
I have genuinely seen that. And here's why it's immensely powerful in practice. You get carrier-grade telephony, the same infrastructure that powers major call centers, without buying a phone system. You pay only for what you use. Inbound voice in the US is about 1.4 cents per minute, plus roughly a dollar per month per phone number. For a five-person business, you might spend $35 a month total instead of $200 to $500 for a hosted PBX.
That's a number that makes small business owners sit up.
It should. But the trade-off, and this is the core tension Daniel's prompt gets at, is that Twilio's power comes with a learning curve. You're not configuring a menu in a friendly GUI with drag-and-drop widgets. Well, you can be, and we'll get to Studio, but fundamentally, you're writing code or wiring visual flows that respond to HTTP webhooks. You're becoming your own phone administrator.
Which sounds great until something breaks at 4 in the afternoon on a Friday.
And nobody's coming to fix it. That's the deal. Let's get into the mechanics. How do you actually build an IVR that routes calls in a round-robin pattern?
Start with the plumbing business example. 3 plumbers' calls need to rotate.
Right. You buy a phone number from Twilio, local or toll-free. You configure that number's voice webhook to point at a URL you control. When someone calls, Twilio sends an HTTP post to that URL with information about the call, the caller's number, the number they dialed, a unique call SID. Your server has to respond with TwiML within a timeout window, and that TwiML tells Twilio what to do.
What's the timeout?
For the initial webhook, it's 15 seconds. For subsequent requests during the call, it varies. But here's a concrete recent change, Twilio Functions. Their serverless environment where you can host this logic without managing a server. Increase the synchronous timeout from 5 seconds to 10 seconds in a 2025 update. That's significant because 5 seconds was tight for routing logic that might need to check a database or call an external API. 10 seconds gives you breathing room.
So you can do more in the function before Twilio gives up and plays a fast busy.
Now, for the plumbing business round robin. You've got 3 plumbers, Mike, Sarah, and Dave. When a call comes in, you want it to go to Mike first, then Sarah, then Dave, then back to Mike. The simplest way with raw TwiML is to use the NQ verb with a task queue.
Task queue? That's not a phone concept. That's a computing concept.
And that's exactly what makes Twilio different. A task queue holds calls in order, and workers, your plumbers, are assigned to handle them. You configure the queue to distribute calls round robin. When a plumber is available, they're pulled from the queue. If all 3 are busy, the caller waits or goes to voicemail.
And how do you know if a plumber is available?
With a task queue, each plumber's phone is a worker. Twilio tracks availability based on whether they're currently on a call. But you can also build this in Twilio Studio, their visual flow builder. Studio has a widget called Split Based On that routes calls based on conditions. You can wire it to a Twilio function that maintains a counter. Call 1 goes to Mike, call 2 to Sarah, call 3 to Dave, increment the counter, wrap around.
The counter approach feels fragile. What if Mike's phone is off?
Then the call fails over. You configure a fallback. If Mike doesn't answer in 20 seconds, try Sarah. If Sarah doesn't answer, try Dave. If nobody answers, send a voicemail. Studio lets you chain these conditions visually. You drag a dial widget onto the canvas, configure the number, set a timeout, and connect a no-answer branch to the next dial widget.
So it's a flowchart.
It's literally a flowchart. And Twilio added a feature in early 2026 called Bring Your Own JSON for Studio. This lets you inject dynamic data into a flow at runtime. So instead of hard-coding Mike, Sarah, and Dave's phone numbers, you could have a JSON object with the day's schedule, who's on call, who's off, what their backup numbers are, and the flow reads from that.
Which means you can change the routing without touching the flow itself.
Right. Update a JSON file somewhere, and the phone tree adapts. That used to require custom code, and now it's a Studio feature.
Daniel mentioned round robin specifically, but also any other answering pattern. What else is common?
Simultaneous ring is probably the most popular for small teams. Call everyone at once. First person to pick up gets the call. That's a single dial widget with multiple numbers. You can do skill-based routing, send billing calls to the billing person, send emergency calls to whoever's on call. You can do time-based routing. During business hours, ring the office. After hours, send straight to voicemail or forward to a cell phone.
The freelance consultant setup.
Classic example. A consultant wants a professional business number separate from their personal cell. During work hours, 9 to 5, calls ring their cell. After 5 p.m. and on weekends, calls go to voicemail with automatic transcription that lands in their email. They never give out their personal number. They never miss a client call. They don't carry a second phone. Total cost, about $1 a month for the number, plus maybe $5 to $10 in usage.
And the client sees a professional greeting, not, hey, you've reached Dave's voicemail. Leave a message. Maybe I'll check it.
And that brings us to SIP. Daniel's prompt specifically calls out that learning SIP unlocks a lot of this. SIP, Session Initiation Protocol, is the underlying protocol for setting up and tearing down voice calls over the internet. It's not obsolete. It's the modern standard for VoIP, and Twilio's SIP interface is how you connect physical desk phones or soft phones directly to the cloud.
Soft phone being an app on your laptop that acts like a phone.
Zoifer, Linphone, they're free ones. You install it, configure it with your Twilio SIP credentials, and suddenly your laptop can make and receive calls through your Twilio number. No physical phone line, no separate device. Your computer is the phone.
Which is either delightful or dystopian, depending on how many calls you get.
The real power of SIP in Twilio is what it unlocks beyond basic calling. Call recording, for example. Twilio has a record verb in TwiML that you could drop into any call flow. But with SIP, you can also use a SIP record header, like an HTTP header, but for SIP signaling, that tells Twilio to record the call before it even starts. You can set it per call, so some calls are recorded and some not, based on whatever logic you want.
And the recordings go where?
You configure a recording URL. Typically, you'd send them to Amazon S3 or any cloud storage. They arrive as audio files, and you can set up a webhook that fires when a recording is complete, which can trigger transcription.
And here's where the legal asterisk lands.
It's not a small asterisk. 11 U.S. states plus D.C. require two-party consent for call recording. That's California, Florida, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Washington, plus D.C. Twilio's record verb doesn't enforce this for you. You have to implement a prompt. This call may be recorded and get explicit consent before the recording starts. If you don't, you're potentially committing a crime.
And I didn't know, isn't a defense.
It's not. Twilio's documentation is clear about this. They provide the tool, you're responsible for compliance. For a law firm, call recording might be essential. They need records of client conversations. But they also need to implement that consent prompt in the IVR flow before the record verb fires. Studio makes this easy. You put a Say Play widget that plays the disclaimer, then a Gather Input widget that asks the caller to press 1 to consent, and only then does the flow reach the record widget.
So the phone tree becomes a legal compliance mechanism.
Which is actually a useful way to think about it. The IVR isn't just routing, it's enforcing business rules. When to record, when not to. When to route to voicemail, when to escalate. What hours to accept calls. All of that's logic you encode once and never think about again.
Let's talk about voicemail and transcription, because Daniel mentioned those specifically.
Voicemail in Twilio is built with the record verb. You set a timeout, say 15 seconds, and a maximum length, say 2 minutes. The caller hears a beep, leaves a message, and when they hang up or the timeout hits, the recording is saved. You can have Twilio transcribe it automatically using their transcription API.
And this is where I want to ask about accuracy. Is the transcription actually usable?
It's mixed. Twilio uses a custom telephony-trained model. It's not OpenAI Whisper, it's their own model optimized for phone audio. Phone audio is hard. It's compressed, it's narrowband, people mumble, there's background noise. For straightforward messages, "Hi, this is Bob from Acme Roofing. Call me back at 555-0123. It's accurate enough. For names, specialized terms, anything technical, it often gets mangled.
Sorry, I couldn't quite catch that name, but for a machine.
Right. If you need higher accuracy, you can pipe the recording to a service like Deepgram or Assembly AI, which have models specifically trained for telephony. But that adds complexity and cost. For most small businesses, Twilio's built-in transcription is good enough to know who called and roughly what they wanted.
The email with transcript workflow, how does that actually get set up?
You configure a webhook on the recording status change. When the recording is ready and transcribed, Twilio sends a post to your URL with the recording URL and the transcription text. Your server then emails that to whoever needs it. You can use Twilio functions for this, a small node.js script that receives the webhook, formats the email, and sends it via SendGrid or any email API.
So we've seen how the pieces fit together, but what does this mean for someone actually running a small business or setting up a home phone system? Let's talk about the real-world trade-offs.
The biggest trade-off is autonomy versus maintenance burden. When you set up your own Twilio phone system, you become your own phone admin. No more calling the phone company and waiting 3 days for them to change a forwarding number. You edit a studio flow or update a webhook and it's live in seconds. That's intoxicating.
Until it's 2 a.m. and your SIP registration expired and calls are failing.
That's the flip side. SIP registrations expire, typically every 60 seconds. The device re-registers. If your soft phone crashes or your internet blips or your TLS certificate expires, calls stop routing. You need to monitor webhook failures. Twilio provides a debugger and alerting, but you have to set it up. You have to know it exists.
The 5 to 10 hour setup time Daniel alluded to, is that realistic?
For a production-ready system the first time, yes. Here's a realistic breakdown. 1 hour to sign up, verify your account, buy a number, and understand the console. 2 to 3 hours to build your IVR in studio. The greeting, the menu, the routing logic, the voicemail fallback. 1 hour to set up SIP if you're using desk phones or soft phones. 1 hour to configure call recording with the legal disclaimer and test it. 1 to 2 hours to set up voicemail transcription and email delivery. And then another hour of testing, calling from different phones, checking edge cases, making sure the after-hours routing works.
That's a weekend project.
It's a weekend project, But after that initial investment, changes take minutes. Add a new employee, drag a new number into the studio flow, change business hours, update the time condition. The ongoing maintenance is maybe an hour a month, checking logs, updating TLS certificates, making sure everything's healthy.
Compare that to the traditional alternative.
Traditional hosted PBX for a five-person business, you're paying $200 to $500 a month. You call the provider to make changes. They have a GUI, but it's usually terrible. Some Flash-based admin panel from 2008. You're locked into their feature set. Want call recording? That's an add-on. Want transcription? That's another add-on. Want to route calls based on custom logic? Sorry, not supported.
The Flash-based admin panel is a deeply specific and painful detail.
I wish I were exaggerating. With Twilio, you're paying roughly a dollar per number per month, plus about 1.4 cents per minute for inbound calls. If each of your five employees takes 500 minutes of calls a month, that's about $35 total. The cost savings are real and substantial, but you're trading money for time and expertise.
And there's a middle ground that I think a lot of small businesses miss. You don't have to build it yourself. You can hire someone to build the initial setup, a freelancer who knows Twilio, and then you maintain it. The 5 to 10 hour build is a one-time cost.
Which is exactly the right way to think about it. Pay for the setup, own the system. Your phone infrastructure becomes an asset you control, not a service you rent.
What about the home user? Daniel mentioned that use case specifically.
The home user case is actually the most fun, because you're not dealing with business-critical reliability. You can experiment. Set up a virtual landline, a local number that rings your mobile. Configure voicemail that emails you transcripts. Use a SIP soft phone on your laptop to make outbound calls that show your Twilio number as caller ID. It's a professional presence without a second SIM or a separate device.
The I want a number I can give out that isn't my cell use case.
Which is surprisingly common. Freelancers, people selling things online, anyone who wants a buffer between the public and their personal phone. For about $2 a month, you have a fully functional phone system with voicemail, transcription, and call screening.
Call screening, that's the IVR that says, press 1 to speak to the homeowner.
And you can get creative with it. Press 1 if you're a human, press 2 if you're a robocall. Robocalls press nothing, the call drops. It's not perfect, but it cuts the noise significantly.
I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier about Twilio's transcription model not being Whisper. Why does that matter?
It matters because phone audio is a different domain than general speech. Whisper was trained on internet audio, podcasts, videos, relatively clean recordings. Phone audio is 8 kHz narrowband, compressed through codecs designed for voice, often with packet loss and jitter. A model trained specifically on that kind of audio will generally perform better on it than a general-purpose model. Twilio's model knows what phone audio sounds like. It knows the artifacts of the G.711 codec. It's tuned for the domain.
So using Whisper for phone transcription would actually be worse?
In many cases, yes. Unless you're using a version fine-tuned on telephony audio. Deepgram and Assembly AI have done that work. But out of the box, Twilio's custom model is the path of least resistance, and it's included in the per-minute pricing.
Let's talk about the practical checklist. If someone's listening and wants to do this, what's step one?
Step one, sign up for a Twilio trial. You get $15 in free credit, which is enough to buy a number, build an IVR, and test everything for a few weeks without spending real money. Step 2. Buy a phone number, local or toll-free, about a dollar. Step 3. Open Twilio Studio and start with the IVR template. It gives you a basic press 1 for sales, press 2 for support, flow that you can customize.
The template is actually functional out of the box?
It is. You configure your phone number to point at the studio flow, and it works. Greeting plays, menu options work, calls route. You can have a basic IVR running in 30 minutes. Step 4, add a voicemail box. Drag a record widget onto the no answer branch, set a 15-second timeout, configure the transcription webhook to email you the transcript. Step 5, if you want call recording, add the legal disclaimer prompt before the record verb, and make sure you understand your state's consent laws.
And step 5 isn't optional.
It isn't optional. Step 6. Test with a SIP soft phone before buying desk phones. Install Zoifer or Linphone, configure it with your Twilio SIP credentials, make some test calls. Make sure the audio quality is good, the routing works, the recording sounds clean. Only then should you spend money on physical hardware.
What desk phones work well with Twilio?
Most SIP-compatible phones work. Poly, Yalink, Cisco. The key is that they support TLS for secure SIP signaling and SRTP for encrypted audio. Twilio requires both for SIP registration. You can't use an old phone that only does unencrypted SIP. But most modern SIP phones support this out of the box.
So the checklist in order: trial account, phone number, studio template, voicemail, recording with consent, SIP soft phone test, then hardware.
That's the path. And the beauty is that the soft phone test costs nothing. You can validate the entire system before committing to anything beyond the dollar for the phone number.
Given all that, what should you actually do if you want to try this yourself? Here are three concrete steps.
First, start with Twilio Studio's Visual Builder. You can build a functional IVR in 30 minutes without writing a single line of code. The template handles the basics, and the widget library covers most common patterns: dialing, gathering input, plain messages, recording. Only move to code, TwiML and functions, when you need custom logic like round robin with load balancing or complex time-based routing.
So the visual tool for 80% of use cases, code for the last 20%.
Second actionable step, learn the basics of SIP, even if you never touch a desk phone. Understanding SIP headers, particularly the record header, lets you add features that aren't exposed in the Studio GUI. The SIP record header is the key to per-call recording control. You set it in the SIP invite, and Twilio records the call from the moment it's answered. Studio can't do that natively. It can only record from the point where the record widget appears in the flow. If you want to capture the entire conversation, including the initial greeting, you need SIP.
And the third step?
Budget for the learning curve. Expect to spend 5 to 10 hours setting up a production-ready system the first time. After that, changes take minutes. Use the free $15 trial credit to experiment without risk. Build something, break it, rebuild it. The trial credit resets when you upgrade to a paid account, so you effectively get two rounds of experimentation.
What's the thing most people get wrong in their first attempt?
Error handling. They build the happy path. Caller presses 1, call routes, everyone's happy. But they don't handle what happens when the webhook fails, or the SIP registration drops, or the caller presses a number that doesn't exist in the menu. Twilio has default behaviors for all of these, but the defaults aren't user-friendly. A failed webhook plays a generic error message. An invalid menu option either repeats the menu or disconnects. You need to configure fallback URLs, error handlers, and a press 0 for an operator, escape hatch.
The escape hatch is the difference between a phone tree that works and one that makes people scream representative into the phone.
Every IVR needs a path to a human, always. Even if that human is a voicemail box that promises a callback within an hour, the caller needs to feel like they can reach a person.
You've got the blueprint, but as with any powerful tool, the real question is where it's heading next.
Twilio's been adding AI features. They have something called Voice Intelligence now. It's an add-on that does real-time sentiment analysis on calls, picks out keywords, can even flag when a caller sounds angry so the system can escalate. The question is whether this makes the platform too complex for small businesses, or whether it democratizes capabilities that used to require a call center with a six-figure budget.
I suspect the answer is both. The service area keeps expanding, which means the learning curve gets steeper. But the ceiling of what a one-person business can do keeps rising too.
Twilio's integrating more deeply with CRM platforms, Salesforce, HubSpot, through their Segment acquisition. So soon, when a call comes in, the IVR won't just route it. It'll pull up the caller's history, their last purchase, their open support tickets, and route accordingly. That's enterprise-grade telephony for a small business price.
The phone tree that knows you've called 3 times already and routes you to a manager.
That's where it's going. Whether that's delightful or dystopian depends on which side of the call you're on.
Before we wrap, one thing from the research that didn't quite fit anywhere else. Twilio's Conversations API version 2, released in the past year, includes multi-channel routing that now applies to voice as well as messaging. That means you can build a system where a customer starts a conversation over SMS, escalates to a phone call, and the agent sees the full context, the text history, the caller's identity, everything, in one interface. It's not just a phone system anymore. It's a unified communications layer.
That's the thing about Twilio that's easy to miss when you're focused on IVRs and SIP. The phone number you buy isn't just for voice. It can do SMS, it can do WhatsApp, it can be the entry point for a whole customer communication strategy. The IVR is just the first thing most people build.
Which means the 5 to 10 hour setup we talked about. That's the foundation, not the ceiling. Once you have it, you can keep adding capabilities without changing the core.
If you built something cool with Twilio, or if you hit a wall and need help, send us your weird prompt at myweirdprompts.com. We might build an episode around it.
Thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop. This has been My Weird Prompts.
We'll be back soon.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.